Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. Regular listeners know we love everything that the Hearts Sports Partnership is all about. They do great projects right across the county, really making sure they are advocates for sport and social integration, sport and mindfulness and well-being. They really do bang this drum, as do we here on Verulam Sport Podcasting. But to tell us all about a really important project, it's got national overtones, but kicking in here in Hertfordshire, I'm excited to welcome to you again, Alicia Pollock from the Hearts Sports Partnership. Alicia, good morning. How are you?
Hello, morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm good. Thank you. Very kind. It's great to speak with you again. Really excited by this one. I love the title. It's a national project, isn't it? But it's happening here in Hertfordshire. Yeah. The HSB is supporting. We are undefeatable. It really does convey the indomitable spirit. So many have had to adapt, haven't they, in these challenging times. But Alicia, please tell us a little bit more about this one.
Yeah, of course, I'd love to. So the campaign, like you've mentioned, it's a national campaign and it aims to support people living with long-term health conditions to kind of build physical activity into their lives in a way that suits them. So you might have seen it's been recently on telly, on radio. So it's received a pretty great coverage recently. And just something you may not know, or you may know, the campaign was delivered by 15 leading charities, to name a few: Age UK, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's Society, Macmillan Cancer Support, Mind, Parkinson's. So you can hear it's all the campaigns who are helping people living with long-term health conditions. And this campaign is purely there to help people be more active.
And that is so, so important. I love that always when we are working with these big, big projects. It is the partnership links where you share resources, you build upon skill set, that is really when that makes the implementation so much smoother and more efficient. I think those relationships are vital. But moving on, it is such a challenging time. We can't shy away from that. I'll tell you something, Alicia, it's easy to forget. I know I'm guilty of it, of just how fortunate many of us are, I know, self included. But there are, aren't there, so many vulnerable out there who are suffering in a very acute way. Can you just drill into the details about how this project is supporting those who may be societies, of course, nationally, but of course, here in Hertfordshire, at their most vulnerable?
We decided to create wellbeing packs, which will be distributed to 100 people living in Hertfordshire in the most deprived areas. So with those packs, what we decided to do is include some fitness equipment like resistance bands, hand and feet massage balls, hand exercise putties. So they are more tailored to people living with long-term health conditions. And also what we've included is loads of information and leaflets, resources from Real Undefeatable campaign, just to help people be more active at home where they feel most comfortable.
Absolutely love that. And I just again love the name, that we are undefeatable. It's such an important attitude. We've spoken in the past, I've spoken to lots of people. It's a kind of an aspect of sport and life that's very dear to my heart. And that is the vital interrelationship between physical activity and mental well-being. Alicia, just remind us of your experiences of this kind of relationship, and perhaps explain why those who are at their most vulnerable truly need to embrace some kind of physical activity.
So it's been already known for quite a while that there's a strong link between physical activity and sport and mental health. And now if you think about people who are shielding for longer, they're going to experience social isolation. And that has shown to have the most significant impact on our mental health. So with that particular group, we don't even know how long they will have to shield for. So that's kind of unpredictable. So we thought, you know, exercise is a great way to improve your mental well-being, you know, it releases endorphins, the feel-good hormone. So we thought with dose packs, it should be fairly easier to help people be more active at the comfort of their home when they feel safe. So yeah, that's where the idea came about.
I just love it. And again, it is that kind of a home environment, but facilitating that ability, even if you just do 10 minutes a day, maybe again with a massage ball or whatever it is within the pack, there is something there for everybody. I love it. Have you got an idea, Alicia, at the moment? You mentioned 100, but how many people here in Hertfordshire have you already offered this vital assistance to? And how long will this wonderful campaign run?
So this is our first kind of wave of releasing the packs. So we haven't actually distributed them yet. Currently we are putting them all together and we are ready to get them released. So that's kind of the stage that we are at. The project doesn't have such a life of its own because once we give out the pack, they stay with that person forever. Mm-hmm. So it's more about providing those to people who need it the most. And within the county, we've worked with charities and also local authorities to make sure we target the right population. And also on a larger scale, we work quite closely with We Are Undefeatable and Age UK to make sure all the information is provided.
And again, it's that partnership level that's going to make this so successful. I really think this is vital work. And it's always vital work that the HSPC do, Alicia. I really do value and appreciate the HSP's ethos and commitment to health, mental well-being, sport and integration. It really is an awesome institution. This project truly sounds really vital, as I've said. But more critically, where can we go now to learn more about the wonderful We Are Undefeatable campaign?
So if you would like to access more resources or just in general get behind the campaign, as there will be another wave in the autumn, but you can go to www.weareundefeatable.co.uk or on Twitter, you can find them looking by @undefeatable. And also if you would like to find out more about HSP work and what we specifically do, then please visit www.sportinhearts.org.uk or @sportinhearts on Twitter.
Absolutely. Not only is this a wonderful project, seriously do check that out. There are so many vital projects happening. There's a wealth of information on that website too about how you can get engaged with sport and how you can overcome maybe those mental barriers that sometimes we all put up. Alicia, remind us again, please, of how we can crucially engage with the We Are Undefeatable aspect and learn more generally about the awesome work you guys do, continue to do at the HSP.
Of course. So for We Are Undefeatable resources and access to campaign, www.weareundefeatable.co.uk or @undefeatable on Twitter. And for Heart Sports Partnership, please visit www.sportinhearts.org.uk or @sportinhearts on Twitter.
Alicia, that is perfect, and I'm grateful for your time. I'm always in awe of the great work that you do, but your whole team, and it really is a wonderful team to a person, totally committed to these vital projects and just empowering people in these challenging times, and even before they were quote-unquote challenging. What is it like not being challenging, I wonder to myself sometimes, but there we go. Alicia, really value your time, as I say. To me, and from the whole Verum Sport podcasting team, sending our best wishes to you and the whole team at HSP. Have a jolly good rest of your day, and thank you for joining us today.